For the ceremonial opening of the new Malcolm Rosenberg Hillel Center at Virginia Tech, they carried the holy book into the new building, like a bride over the threshold.
Father planted a tree before me, so I plant a tree for future generations. When you enter the land, you will see trees planted by others. So shall you plant trees for your descendants.
A lot of people put their heart and soul into this.
Bruce Kaplan is president of Hillel's board of directors.
And it's been something that we've dreamed of for a long, long time, decades.
The new Hillel Center at Virginia Tech is a bright, airy building with welcoming spaces for gatherings, celebrations, and study. It's also a state-of-the-art, energy-efficient building.
And really, it comes from a line in Genesis. It says, I planted Adam and Eve in the garden to work it, to till it, and to protect it. So we are guardians of this world.
The board decided to go with what's called a passive house design. Super insulation and a controlled air exchange means this building uses 70% less energy than conventional ones. Steve Strauss is co-owner of Structures Design Build in Roanoke, which built the new Hillel Center at Virginia Tech. I asked him what would tell someone looking at this building that it's using certified passive house technology.
Nothing. Other than the only giveaway would be is that we've just finished meeting in a room. We had about 200 people in the room. We were there for an hour and a half. And the air quality of the building is as fresh at the end of the meeting as it was in the beginning. And so that would be for someone who's really paying attention. The air quality is the only giveaway. Otherwise, it looks like a normal everyday building.
Using 70% less energy to keep a building comfortable significantly shrinks its carbon footprint, kind of like planting a tree for future generations.
And when you look around and you realize all those who have done the planting and all those who will see the fruit being borne by your planting, it will truly make you realize that we are in the presence of holy space.
Rabbi Ben Aft spoke at the Hillel building dedication.
And for generations to come, when you come back, or your children or grandchildren come back here, this will have been your home, a place where God's Spirit dwells, and a place where so many will be able to say how good and how pleasant it is when we can all come here together in the midst of this holy space. Amen.
I'm Robbie Harris.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echadu, Shema Oetel. Shema Yisrael, Adonai.